This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is news that despite aggressive efforts to pump money into the Japanese economy, the effort is not going that well. The Japanese government today reported the economy there, October to December, grew at an annualized rate of just 1%, much lower than forecast. Digesting the news in Tokyo is the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes. Good morning, Rupert.
Good morning, David.
If we were handing out letter grades, growth running at 1% would earn, I think, a middling C. All this Abenomics, yet what happened here, Rupert?
Well, it doesn't seem to be working quite like it was advertised. So, you know, there was a lot of hype at the introduction of this massive new economic program. Here we are a year later, and it just doesn't seem to be having much of an effect so far. Last year, for the year as a whole, Japan grew by 1.6%. The year before, before Abenomics, it grew by 1.4%. So, you know, really, we're not seeing much difference. The government here will say it still needs time to work and that we'll start to see it coming through in 2014. But so far, not a huge success.
Japanese businesses weren't selling as much to China, where there's been some weakness. Domestic consumption in Japan looked only okay. But they need to get this right because I think there's a tax increase on the way in Japan.
Yeah, I mean, exports have been a real disappointment because the Japanese yen has fallen by about 25% in the last year, so Japanese products should be really cheap. People should be buying more of them, but it just hasn't happened yet. And as you say, we're waiting now for a large increase in the consumption tax from 5%, but it's going to go up to 8% and then to 10%. And the fear is now that the little economic growth that is happening could be killed off by people just simply stopping buying stuff after this tax rise.
Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo, thank you very much.
Thank you.